Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
But we'll move on. John Lowe, the money doctor, good afternoon.
Hello, Brendan. Good afternoon to you.
And John, we're going to talk about pocket money for children. So this is kind of part life lessons and part personal finance. So before we get into the numbers, why should parents give pocket money to their children? What do we want them to learn or get into habits-wise?
It's a very good question, and it's hugely, hugely important to start their money independence, certainly from the age of reason, which, by the way, is 7. So that's the kind of age group that you start, you know, open up your bank, credit union account, your post office account, even the old building society account. And bring them down and show them how it's done, and they'll start asking questions like, you know, why am we putting the money in there? Well, you're going to get some interest, and what's interest? And the questions then start evolving from that. You bring them down to the local supermarket and their eyes just wide open, you know, about all the money that's been going, transferring over to this cashier, and you're getting in return, you're getting good. So it's a learning process, Brendan, and it's really hugely important to start at a very early age. I'm a great advocate for, you know, teaching children. In fact, my book goes out to the TY students every year now, 60,000 of them for free, in an effort to try and stem what my son did at 19 years of age when he never failed an exam in his life. Did, you know, as usual, B&L in UCD, Masters in Finance and Chartered Accountant and all the rest. But at 19 years of age, Brendan, he's in UCD and he says, Dad, what's an overdraft? So,
grandfather. So would you start then from, you were saying 7, the age of reason, would you start giving pocket money from 7, and how much should people give, or how much do people in Ireland typically give?
Okay, there's the Bank of Ireland survey did recently. They said €6 a week for national school, €10 for secondary. But the average, actually, Brendan, is like €10 for the kind of national school goer, €20 for a secondary, and €60 for a third level. My youngest child now is 28, but when she was 10, my older daughter was 17, and my son then was 20. So I had the 3 in the 1 year. It's going to have a lot of money in pocket money. But that's the average. And I think, you know, it might be an idea as well to talk to your child and agree an amount. And you know, just hand it over either. They're going to do something in return. Maybe you might ask them to do a few chores and get them kind of responsible in that they know that they're going to, earn that money. And then secondly, the money that they get, say it's 10 or 20 euros, whatever it is a week, you encourage them to save some of that, because they might want to buy their sibling a birthday present. They might want to buy their parents a little present, or when they're on a holiday, buy their own ice cream, or, you know, and have that kind of, you know, small independence. That's a learning curve that will eventually lead to other great things.
And I presume as well that fundamentally, you mentioned the value earlier, it's the value of money and the value of things and the choices you make as well is what you want them to start understanding, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, everything is about value. Even for the adults today, it's about value, getting value, making sure that you're shopping around for your electricity, for your car insurance, whatever it is. Don't just take the first thing that comes along. And even when you go to the supermarket, make sure you have your vouchers, make sure you've done your homework before you even get in there, and make a list. No, Santa did it and he checked it twice. No reason why people shouldn't be getting a list and checking it twice before they go to the supermarket. Check the pantry, check the fridge. All of those things are really hugely important. And then you can do all the other things like, you know, you turn your thermostat down 1 degree and you save 10% a year. Plug out all the plugs at night. That's 20% of your electricity. So there's lots and lots of things you can save money. But it is about, you know, getting value at the end of the day.
So, say in terms of how strict we are here with consequences, right? Because like there is going to be a situation where, particularly initially, they're going to blow the lot in one go on something stupid, come back looking for a top up, or they don't do the chores and they want the money anyway. Are we looking for teachable moments here? Like, should there be tough love here, or do we bargain along?
Oh, I think you cut it at the head. You know, if they've broken the rules, they have to suffer the consequences, and that means that, you know, they may get, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks, stoppage, until they learn their lesson.
Yeah, and it won't happen again. Then you'll probably find, like, go hard a couple of times, and it's a great investment in
that's
the future.
That's it. Tough love, yeah. As you said, Brendan, it's tough love. Yeah.
So listen, in terms of then, a lot of it is the is apps now, particularly with the teenagers and stuff. For the younger kids, is cash better to give them a sense of, you know, how much is what and everything else?
Well, I think cash is more is actually more dangerous because they spend it. You know, they just go out and buy chocolate and whatever they buy. Whereas if they have an account, whether it's in the post office bank, you know, credit union, even Revolut, any of these online things, they're all excellent because it's that just a little bit harder to access, and therefore they'll think twice about spending money.
Okay, and what do you recommend in terms of the apps?
Well, in fact, I think Revolut has actually stolen a march. They really have stolen a march. There's over 3 million. I'm sure you've got one yourself, Brendan. But, you know, they have from spend limits to in-card, in-app card freezing. Family safety is put first. I mean, there's controls on gambling, the cigarettes, alcohol. And you can see, you can basically top up your child's account and see exactly what's in it. So I think for that reason, the it's called the Revolut Under 18 app is an excellent opportunity to get into the tech.
And I think
area.
With Revolut and with the other apps as well, as you say, it's a bit of Maria independence, but on the other hand, the parents have control over it and you get the little ding whenever they spend and where they spend. So
it's
a kind of a good halfway house for keeping an eye on things at the same time. Listen, what kind of stuff should we be talking to them about in terms of having the chats around money and when we're giving the pocket money?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily advocating that when you're at your dinner table, you start talking about, you know, the budgeting of your family household. But at some stage, you will start talking about, you know, the cost of food. You know, how it's gone up. You know, inflation was rampant there a couple of years ago. Thankfully, it's down a little bit, down a lot. And then interest rates and mortgages. You know, I've written an article actually on RTE at the moment, .ie lifestyle, and it's about the four areas in schools that we don't kind of write about, which is, you know, interest rates for a start, mortgages, and also budgeting. You know, those kind of things are kind of glossed over. There's more important things for kids from, you know, 10 to 16. But I'm really targeting the TY students because they're the ones who have that time off. And that's when they can kind of, you know, glean up a little bit on, you know, what's to come in the following years. And it's a great way to start thinking about money and about your future.
Okay. John Lowden, Money Doctor, thank you very much.